Mississippi, and Tennessee. And protesting continues in France against a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, but the NASDAQ down 31. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. An 18-year-old Millbrook teen is charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle after the shooting death of a 16-year-old Montgomery teen. Millbrook police say the shooting happened Wednesday on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 18-year-old Mose Abram is charged with shooting into a moving vehicle and killing 16-year-old Mario Williams. Abram is being held in the Elmore County Jail without bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the two deputies who were shot Wednesday morning have been treated and released from the hospital. The deputies were performing a welfare check at a home in the Meadowbrook area when they were shot. Hoover police say they have a suspect in custody. No motive has been released in this shooting. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's blended learning executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Second hour of news and views on a Friday. If you want to get in the Sweet Creek drawing for that $60 gift card there at Sweet Creek Farm Market, You better tell us on air because we're going to be shutting down entries at 2 o'clock. And soon after that 2 o'clock hour begins, announcing the winner of this week's drawing. 272-9228. If you want to get in on this week's drawing or just want to join the conversation. And who do we have here on line one?
We got old One Eye.
One Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, One Eye.
Hi, matey. Mickey Watt and the plank.
What in the world? And keep going.
It's One Eye.
Keep going, One Eye.
It's One Eye. The angel of buddies. Yes. Hey, soldier boy.
I was about to say, peg leg, like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, I got a couple talking points. Just a talking point the other day. Did you see Papa Joe, Sleepy Joe, was out there talking about how he loves babies and he likes babies more than he likes people?
Yeah, I played that yesterday.
Yeah, you know why he likes babies more than he likes people? Because the babies and him have something in common. They both crap in their diapers.
Yep, yeah, but the babies didn't get to do it in front of the Pope.
That's true. That's so true. And wait a minute. Isn't he supposed to be so-called Catholic? And he's pro-abortion? But he loves babies. I guess he likes dead babies? Is that what he likes?
Well, he loves live babies, but it's okay to kill the babies if they're not wanted.
Oh. But he loves babies, though. Okay, more than he loves people. So I guess he would kill people, too, that he didn't like, I guess. All right. Isn't this the same guy that won't claim his, Biden's son's stripper daughter with the Biden name?
Well, I mean, they can't prove that that's his. Well, they have DNA.
They
and
went to court.
And actually they have.
He's paying child support.
Oh. Well, yeah. Damn. I guess, all right.
She took him to court and proved it, and he's paying child support. And if you don't pay child support, then he can go to jail for that, I guess.
But real quick on the Catholic thing, there was a story today that Pelosi said, I have a problem with my archbishop. And if I figure that's his problem, not mine. It's because her archbishop there in that part of the world is denying her communion for her stance on abortion.
That's right. She can't take communion. Okay, the archbishop says, shut you down, you fake Catholic. Okay. Hey, did she get a chance to see the TikTok CEO under heat yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit of it. I wasn't all that impressed, honestly.
I loved it.
Well, you did?
What were you not impressed with?
Hey, did you see when he asked the CEO, he said, would you consider the data that you maintain and take from Americans as spying? Well, I necessarily wouldn't call it that. What the hell are you going to call it?
Well, for folks who haven't heard that, Soldier Boy, here, we've got it. 1 second.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens? I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it. Right. This is ultimately...
We can differ on
this
that.
This is ultimately an internal...
Any TikTok or ByteDance data that is viewed...
TikTok or what?
ByteDance is the parent company.
Okay.
Hey, he's going to be missing tomorrow, but his family's looking for him. I know where they'll be. You'll be at...
Well, there was one moment with Dan Crenshaw, which I hope you weren't alluding to him with your one-eye comments. Crenshaw's like, isn't it true that Chinese citizens, by Chinese law, have to report to the Chinese no matter where they work? And he's like, well, sir, I'm Singaporean. And he's like, that's not my point. You would hire Chinese. I think it was your point, Dan. You got caught there.
You got caught, yeah.
And wait a minute. Catholics, Christians, pro-lifers, and Republicans, and pro-Trumpers are the greatest threats to to this country, but not China, right?
It depends on who you ask.
Did you watch Tucker last night? It was so interesting. Tucker said something that was interesting about the military. First time in, like, I think 25 years, they haven't reached their recruitment number, right?
Down by double digits.
That's shocking. Yeah, that's right. So shocking.
And they said less than 10% of those eligible to recruit would only go in the military. Only 10%.
Yeah. Would you go in right now? Under the current conditions?
Hell no. I had a rough time with Jimmy Carter and Clinton. Come on.
Right.
Now, I was in when Reagan was in, so that was a great deal. Nice pay raises, of course. And Reagan took... That was my first assignment. Reagan took care of, because that's when we got our hostages back from Iran and from Wiesbaden. Yeah, but, okay, here's a country that's got, 100 more ships than us. Okay, building, what, islands, artificial islands for combat outside of Taiwan?
Yeah, it's more right off their coast, but yes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're artificial. They're there for no purpose.
Right. They're doing a lot of dredging. Though they're having problems with that. The Taiwanese strikes doing a number on those man-made
islands. They're building aircraft carriers as fast as we can, you know. I just don't understand how that China is not your most deadliest situation. And did you see that guy, the CEO on TikTok? He was like, why is it the citizens in China can't have it, but it's okay for Americans to have it? He couldn't answer that.
Right.
He got grilled, man. You should watch that, Joey, if you need a good laugh.
Yeah, it's just there's only so many of these hearings I can take.
Over his left shoulder, if you look, it's the American CEO of TikTok. Over his left shoulder, you should see his smug little face over there, man. I thought, you little commie sellout. I was ready to go.
I think the progressives are onto something here, and this guy, what's his name, Shao Zichu?
Yeah.
He was saying that I and the progressives agree with him. This hearing seems to be, it feels like it's based in xenophobia.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just don't think that CEO, that Asian CEO of TikTok, will be publicly seen for a long time. I think he's going to disappear like a tennis player.
That's
possible. He did not look good yesterday.
Yeah.
And he tried to read. How do you call it spying? I wouldn't necessarily call it that.
Well, I think one of his point was, though, that whether it's his company or Vine or any other digital company, they do the same thing. The only difference is he's Chinese. And they're saying, hey, well, your company is giving the information back to the Chinese government. Which they probably are.
Absolutely.
But what's happening here? You don't think they're doing that here? You don't think these guys, these tech people, would sell our information to the Chinese at a drop of a hat?
Didn't we find that out with the NSA? Who was my favorite guy that went to Russia and hasn't come back?
Snowden.
What a national hero to me, man. I got my Snowden shirt, man. I walk it around in public. Everybody's forgotten who the hell he is.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. It's like, move on to the next thing, you know? And I think this thing about Trump trying to be arrested and everything, I think that was to get the heat off, because the heat's getting really bad on Hunter and his laptop.
Yeah, and maybe, though, it was more Trump who broke that and put that out there.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. You know what? He's always one step ahead. Always one step ahead.
They're coming at me with horse face, Stormy Daniels. It's just more scams, more Russia, more hoax. Yeah. And in Georgia, it was a perfect phone call.
By the way, I'm not misquoting him. Those are all accurate quotes, what Donald John Trump has said in the last few days. I had to run, Soldier Boy. Appreciate the call, man.
All right.
See you, Soldier Boy.
You know, Eddie, you make a good point. Not only on data collection, but it's like almost across the board, it's like China bad, but U.S. government copy China.
Like
on money and banking, on surveillance systems, all sorts of things.
If you're some nerd that works at one of these tech companies and you have the opportunity to sell someone's data and you're making $13 an hour, you're not going to do it? Right. Maybe you wouldn't, but 80% of the people would. No doubt in my mind. It's already happened.
And if we're having trouble with military recruitment, they'll just start a war and be like, yeah, you're drafted now.
It's coming.
Because that's what freedom means. Let's go to Josie. Hey, Josie.
Hey there.
How are you?
How are y'all doing today?
I'm fantastic. I feel like I'm going to find the love of my life today.
Oh, yeah. I have confidence in you. Hey, who do you think we're going to go to war with first?
It might be. It's anybody's guess. Like Iran, North Korea, China, direct, Russia. We're already doing it by proxy there. I don't know.
I just heard about what was going on in Syria.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going happening there, but anyway, I want to get in on the Sweet Creek drawing.
What's that month and day of birth there, Josie?
10:30.
Is it already 10:30? Wow. Man. Well, I appreciate the call, Josie.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Josie.
Yeah, this whole back and forth, they're like the Revolutionary Guard of Iran bombed American bases in Syria. I thought we'd left. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, they lied to Trump about that.
Right. And then nobody was punished. It was okay because they were just lying to Trump.
Right, but you remember when Turkey was going to cross the border and it was going to be a genocide?
Yep.
If Trump moved troops out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen?
Not that I recall.
But anybody who said that crap on national TV, you know,
ever get punished? Come back around and say, hey, I was wrong?
No. Right. This time, Eddie, just know, Eddie, this time, this war and this kinetic action, this military action is different. But it's also just like stopping Hitler after the Munich conference.
Oh, we're doing that again.
Like, I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah.
This time it's different, but it's just like Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Because
democracy is at stake.
Yeah, you know, and the Nazis are great bad guys to take down. I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark last night.
Oh, good one.
Fantastic. It's almost a perfect movie.
That's a good movie.
Like, almost a perfect movie. So, like, even with the guy with the propellers blades, like, I know what's going to happen. I've seen it, but it's still intense with the gas flowing everywhere. And it's like, my goodness. And that German guy with the glasses, very, very creepy. My goodness. Like, with the hot poker, he's going to take out that lovely lady. Anyway, 272-9228. Oh, let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good day, guys.
How you doing?
Good. I'm back in Alabama for a while.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back. Get to listen to you guys now. So, it's all good.
Excellent.
Hey, let your president pick whoever he wants to go to war with. It don't matter.
I thought it was up to the Congress.
They haven't voted on a war in hell. It's all executive orders now.
Jailhouse or Schoolhouse Rock was really full of crap. Yeah,
messed up.
And so was Jailhouse
but
Rock.
Trump
prison ain't
there.
Like that.
Trump be back, so don't worry. They ain't gonna get nothing on that man.
Yeah, you know, Clint, sometimes I wonder though about your sources. Do you remember when you called me up right around, I think it was right after the 2020 election? And and you said off air, we didn't put this on air, but you know, said, Joey, I've got a story you need to look into. And you said, Joey, I think the Pope has been arrested.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't think the Pope was arrested. Where'd you get that from?
Well, that was the hearsay.
Mm. Well, I always appreciate the scuttlebutt, Clint, and good to have you back in Alabama, man.
Hey, Sweet Creek, buddy.
What's up?
I won it twice. I may get it one more time.
What's that month and day?
6/12.
6/12. All right. Yeah, your chances are pretty good. We don't have that many names in there.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Clint.
Appreciate it, Clint.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
You too. Let's go to Joe from Prattville. Hey, Joe.
How you gentlemen doing today, Joey and Eddie?
Doing wonderful.
Fantastic.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing, if I was any better, I'd be twins.
All right.
A couple different points I'd like to try to touch on, but first and foremost, 524.
All right.
Thank you, sir. The Trump situation currently, I got like a theory and an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of this whole him bashing the sanctimonious little thing that he seems to tirade. He seems to be on.
I think it's weak.
It's extremely weak. There's no need in it unless there's a reason.
Hmm.
Let's theorize that Trump is going to make it look like he knows his number one threat. And everyone knows his number one threat would be DeSantis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if we're going to keep the media off of DeSantis, Trump needs to not like DeSantis. What would be the possibility of this being maybe coerced, but I could see Trump not even letting DeSantis know and just doing this, because there's one thing. The best thing that's ever happened to Trump is this new New York charges thing.
Right.
Because the people that left Trump in 2020 are going to come back. Okay, I really believe that. I think they're actually boosting Trump. And as long as DeSantis can see that Trump has a viable win, he will not enter because of the split vote situation. But how does it fold out that after all this de-sanctimonious, Trump selects DeSantis as VP?
I think that could happen. I don't know if DeSantis would accept, though. You got to strike while the iron's hot.
That's the big question. Would DeSantis accept? I mean...
And also what you started with, I talked about this months ago, kind of this two generals in the field idea, to where Trump is hammering DeSantis. It makes DeSantis, you know, breathe a little when it comes to the press. And Trump might be like, well, let the best man win. Who knows? When this is why Donald Trump gets so much press. You never know exactly what he's thinking. The ambiguity is built in. It's strategery, as George W. Bush, well, at least the parody of him, might have said. I don't know. It's going to be a heck of a thing because I don't see anybody else who would come close to Trump other than DeSantis. Yeah, because Nikki Haley ain't doing it. Mike Pence ain't doing it.
Nope.
But why does Trump keep it up and DeSantis still hadn't even announced?
Right. Well, okay, Trump put out a thing on True Social a couple days ago saying he's running without running. Well, a lot of folks have done it. Just get in, Ron.
Trump also put out on True Social that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday. Okay? And the only thing that did was guarantee him an additional 100,000 votes.
And about $1.5 million in donations, too.
Okay, thank you. Well, I mean...
I don't know, Joe. This is fun. I got a feeling you and I are going to be talking about this for months ahead.
Yes, sir, we will. But, I mean, what about that theory? What's the actual percentage of plausibility that this is all set up?
I think it's, generally speaking, more set up than people know. I'd give you 75%. I'd give you 3/4.
That's about where I'm at. That's about where I think all of this is gamesmanship, and it needs to be played if you're going to beat the gamesmanship of the Dems. I mean,
right?
Because the one thing the Dems... Show me the last time, Google search all you want back there, Eddie. Find me one Democrat bashing another here in a primary. Show me one.
Don't happen.
Well, there's old man Biden, half the stuff he said you couldn't hear, so maybe he was bashing him. I don't know.
For the few minutes they were on the debate stage, but that's about it.
Well, I do love, but this is how set up it is. Kamala Harris suggested Joe Biden was responsible for the segregation for being against busing.
Guess who my
primary.
New VP is?
I was that girl, Joe. Yeah. I was that girl. And they had T-shirts ready to go with that line. And now she's the vice president. Yeah. So
that's how this whole campaign has been.
She's the VP version of a Supreme Court justice. That's all she is.
You're giving her too much credit, but yeah.
She got picked based on color and sex. And then she turned around and now we can't even consider it the sex. I mean... Right.
You know, how do you think her husband Doug feels? Confused.
We can't even celebrate the female black VP because you can't point any of that out.
Right.
I mean, but yet it's the sole reason she was hired. It's dumbfounding.
Yes.
And if she assumes the office of the presidency, who knows? She might say, well, I now identify as a man. So she'll be the first woman and first transgender, whatever. The rules are getting a little complicated that they're throwing out there.
I actually think Jill picked her. Okay. I think Jill's been running kind of like, wasn't it Roosevelt's wife that they ended up finding out for like the last year after he had a stroke?
Yeah.
Was that Roosevelt? Like for the last year, she ran the office?
I think it happened under Wilson, too. But, yeah, definitely Eleanor was crucial there near the end.
Yeah. We're going through that right now. I mean, wish people would wake up.
At least she's a doctor.
Then again, they don't teach history anymore, so.
Well, I appreciate the call, Joe. Really do. Great call. Call again.
Hey, y'all have a blast.
See you, bud.
272-9228. Hello, Jonathan Strange.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
Doing pretty well.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you guys as well.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood today. I mean, the news sucks, but I'm in a great mood.
The news doesn't feel like it's been good for a long time.
I know.
Like, when was the last time we got a really good news story? Elon Musk buying Twitter was like the last
one. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like that SpaceX launch in the middle of the pandemic. That was a good day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there aren't many.
No. Mm-mm.
There was the day that George Santos refused to step down, and it was found out that he lied about his religion, his ethnicity, that he stole puppies with bad checks from the Amish and handed them out for free in New York City. That was a good day.
But he's still in office, right? I mean, I haven't heard from him in a while.
I actually got a clip of him.
Do you?
Yeah, where he's talking about you can't be teaching this radical LGBTQ stuff to kids.
What?
The guy lied about being Jewish, ripping off Amish dog breeders.
Right.
The guy said, I was never a drag queen. Well, we have about 2-3 years worth of photos of you being a drag queen. Well, this is not appropriate for children. I know from experience. So George Santos always makes me smile. But yeah, we'll get into some stuff, especially that you and I have been talking about on the show now, on your many visits, what the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is up to. We got a clip about that. But let's go to Ed here. Hey, Ed, how are you?
Hey, good. Y'all doing all right?
Doing well, Ed. How about yourself?
Very good. I was just listening. I was gonna mention first my favorite scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark was when the German guy with the funny glasses comes at the dame there with the nunchucks, and he turns him into a coat hanger. I always laugh at that.
Yeah,
it's good. Real threatening. And, I just want to say, I believe that the reason that Trump is being attacked at this time is to kind of give Biden and his family cover from these million-dollar loans, that they multi-million-dollar loans, because it seems like that just kind of disappeared from the news when it came out about the Trump indictment. So I just my opinion. I thought maybe that was tied to that because that's how they work.
It could be. I don't know. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes than we're all privy to out here in humble Montgomery, Alabama, in the River Region.
Yeah, there's a lot of subterfuge and high drama there. I know, but who knows? It's just kind of scary times. Gotta have courage, don't we?
Yeah. Gotta have courage, and we'll make it through. I think what we're going through is kind of the birth pangs of something that's new that's coming. I just hope it's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll be praying. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. How many times have you been by there, Eddie?
This year, probably twice, and I got to go back because I've got to paint doors in the house. Interior doors.
You're going to do it yourself?
Of course. That's pretty easy. I can't screw that up too bad.
And you know that they can like help you with that.
I'm going to go with the white. However, I'm going to take an actual sample of the trim that I have on there, in there.
Are you one of those customers?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Well, because, Jonathan, I have been that customer that went in there one time and said, I need this color brown for my deck and make me 50 gallons of it, and I'll see you later. And they said, Eddie, you're married, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, does your wife know you're going to paint that deck brown? No. And they're like, well, do you think it's a good idea to ask her? Well, yes, it is. And so I took some samples home, and guess what? She didn't want the brown deck. So they kind of helped me out. So this time, I'll get some samples ahead of time, approve it with the wife, but we're on the same page here. We're just looking for, I don't want a bright, bright white for a door, but something a little off-white. But again, I'm going to let them kind of direct me.
Off-white is fitting for you.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's very, very fitting. But if they can help any folks, they can help anybody there at New Look Decorating Center. In all seriousness, they really can with tips and tricks if you're doing it yourself, or they know all the contractors in town. So before you even hire a painter or some other contractor, why don't you go by New Look Decorating Center first, ask, hey, you recommend anybody? Or if you do have a painter in mind, maybe a family recommendation or friend recommended somebody, ask them. First question, do you buy your paint at New Look? It's that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies, and they can, in fact, match any paint color with quality Benjamin Moore paint. They're a New Look, a 40-year local business, a true institution here in Montgomery. So check them out today. You can always call at 271-0007. That's 271-0007. But I really encourage you to stop by the showroom. Go say hi to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr and Jordan and Katie, the paint specialist there. It's best to see that showroom and get to know those folks direct at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Be sure to tell them you heard about him here on News and Views. Debbie,
Taylor, others, hold on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The News and Views, Afternoon Edition on a Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here, as is Jonathan Strange, the owner and founder of XI Repair.
Don't make it sound too special.
Very special. You work late, man. You work all the time.
I was across the street from here at past midnight yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not just a, you know, you're not just a guy having money and is like, I'm going to set this business up. No, you were passionate about what y'all do there at XI Repair, and I love it. I like owners who have the technical know-how.
A lot of people give up once they get to that point where it's like, you got enough employees and the cash flow is good, yeah, to where you can just like kick your feet up.
Goes into automatic,
up,
but, baby.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do something bigger than that, and I feel like when you do get to that point, you forget about the customers, and ultimately that's what it's all about, so.
There you go. And we do have a lot of happy listeners who have been customers there of XI Repair. Let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
What's happening, Debbie?
Hi. Well, I wanted to be in the Sweet Creek drawing if I could.
You bet.
I keep forgetting to say that. So, and
month well, and day.
Oh, goodness. You got to have it, huh? 11/23.
All right.
Thank you. I was just going to say, I had read an article about the salary of the VP. And do you realize that they don't have an oversight spending type thing going? They're kind of unregulated in their spending. I was quite shocked. It's not like most of the Congress or, you know, even our
president. The executive branch controls a lot of your flights. Congress has to request that sort of thing. The vice president and president, I'm sure, and I'm sure cabinet secretaries get away with a lot of different purchases and tricks.
Discretionary tools.
Well, she did have to have that whole building that she lives in remodeled before it was good enough for her to move in.
Must be nice.
Right at the beginning.
Must be nice.
Yeah, right at the beginning. It kind of shows you where she's at. I guess that's a Marie Antoinette kind of thing going, maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Yeah, but I was thinking Joe Manchin is trying to make a move. Do you think that he might be trying to run for president?
He might, or he might shift parties. It's hard to tell with Joe.
I know, but I do. He's the most interesting Democrat out there, in my opinion.
I'm going to say it's actually Sinema.
You like Sinema?
Yeah.
I like cinnamon too. Cinnamon rolls.
Cinema, guys. Not like not watching. The lady, the good looking broad from Arizona looks like an anime character.
Of a good Cinnabon.
That's where my mind went to.
Exactly.
Oh, talking about good looking. Joey.
Yeah.
Let me explain something. You're talking about having to lie to flirt.
Yeah, that's
honey,
what you're doing.
You're doing it totally wrong then. You should never have to lie to flirt. I can flirt with a dog. I mean, it don't matter. I can flirt with anything, and I don't lie.
Are you seriously saying, Debbie, you don't want me to lie to you?
Honey, you don't have to because I've heard it all.
It's not that I have to. It's more if you want to.
Well, that's what I used to ask my friends when they asked if this outfit looked good. I said, do you want to know the truth or do you want to hear what you want to hear? And I'm one of those, I want to hear the truth. So right. My friends would not ask me if, you know, an outfit looked good unless they were prepared for the truth. That's just my attitude. But what I was going to say with flirting, though, sweetie, you see, I'm flirting with you right there. It's an art. And the better at it you are, the further you can go in this world. It makes people feel good. And you don't have to, you know, keep it just with the good-looking ladies.
Right.
You can flirt with anybody.
Anybody, Joe.
And just, a harmless, sweet flirtation makes people smile.
Yep.
Don't matter their age or female, male.
Makes them feel good.
It's just a matter. You got it, Eddie. You know, honey.
Oh, I know.
So if you, I bet you sell good too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I appreciate the smile today, Debbie.
Well, honey, just start working on it because you know you can imitate KIV, baby. You can do this. I know you can.
You bet.
I'm just saying, when I tell the truth, it's pretty disappointing. I appreciate it, Debbie.
Bye.
Bye, hon.
It's actually a tactic. I'm very lacking in confidence, but then you tell people that in a very confident way, so it's sort of a double bluff.
How's that working for you?
Great, actually. You think I tell the truth on here all the time about my love life?
No, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, Joey.
Yeah. Let's go to Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, Taylor?
Hey, doing great. You know, always taking the half day off on the Friday.
Oh, that's always good.
And just so I call y'all and kick the bobo around.
Well, it just came to my mind, Taylor. I know this probably is not why you called to get questioned, but back when you were a zookeeper, was that a useful card to play with the ladies?
It was. I met a beautiful Mexican woman from Mexico City. That was Spanish, came from Spain, and I took her on a tour at night through the San Antonio Zoo.
Nice.
And we painted, no, we didn't paint, but we petted the you know, Squirt, the baby rhino that I told you about that I trained.
Nice. And,
wait, you took this lovely Mexican woman from Mexico City to pet Squirt, the baby rhino?
Yeah. And
that's a little forward, man.
And we had already passed the.
Okay, good.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the flirting was.
But I was wanting to marry this woman and have. I wanted her to have my children. And we petted all this exotic. So I'm not gonna go run through them all. But yeah, it did. And that relationship was one of my longest lasting relationships. Ever.
Well, I'm making notes here. Become a zookeeper.
Not necessarily, Joe. You want to get a friend that's a zookeeper. That way they can take care of it and you can just give the tour.
What if it's like a really good-looking lady who's the zookeeper?
I still got the option.
Even better.
Yeah.
I can still go back. I can still go back to Montgomery Zoo. Or not back to Montgomery. I can go to Montgomery Zoo anytime.
Joey can too.
Ready.
They left a cage open for you.
Eddie belongs in the Montgomery Zoo, so you're welcome back anytime.
I love the Montgomery Zoo. I grew up right near the Montgomery Zoo.
Man, it's packed out right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's packed out. But the reason I called, you know, I'm going to give you a nice big spoonful of lemonade sorbet and start lighting the load a little bit. I'm on Joey's side on the fence on this one.
Okay.
Eddie.
All right.
And I love you both equally. The dating game is no longer existent. Dating does not exist. I've been married.
Well, of course it don't exist. You're married, dude. It don't exist for me either. I'm married.
Hey, Eddie, let him finish.
I was married. And then, you know, the cell phone device come along. And so if a woman has 500 options and you have two on your phone, a woman can get a man to do every job she needs to do, including the government, to take care of her. And she can still be a single woman. So it is, and women are making more money these days.
Damn them.
And that's fine, but a woman wants a man that makes more than they do.
That is true.
I want a woman that makes more money. I would love to be a cat man. And Joey, so you have the opportunity to be a cat man. It bothers me that you don't take advantage of it. You could really do it.
I have pride.
It's not a matter of pride.
So Joey knows. Joey knows what he's talking about.
Thank you, Taylor.
Would you like to swap that Kia in for a Porsche?
No.
Look here. I've had a girlfriend since first grade. All the way to first grade. And then after I got married, you know, everything's fine. It's just something when that cell phone came out, something happened. And I'm just like, you know, it's just kind of like men are doing their own thing, you know. It's just like, I don't know. Anyway, scratch that. Next man point, this is still the man show, if you don't mind me. Mm-hmm. Another, you're talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark, right?
Right.
You know what? You know what's cool about the Raiders of the Lost Ark and back then? We had bazookas.
Right.
Isn't that a great name? Give me the bazooka.
Right, I'm going to blow up the Ark of the Covenant.
give me the bazooka. It was just like, you know, it was just like this, like totally, it's like the manliest thing you could ever have.
That's
it's like
true.
This big, long pipe.
Yeah.
And it's got explosive. It just isn't as simple.
Big long pipe can fire off a rocket. It can blow stuff up. Yeah.
I'm going to get. I just think bazooka has. It is a gum. And then it had a horrible comic. But bazooka is a lost term that you don't hear any of these kids say these days. And I just wanted to bring out Bazooka as a palate cleanser for you at your midday show. And I love it. And I listen to you every day. I know who you are. You know who I am. And I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Taylor.
See you, Taylor. Call
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. By the way, before I get into that with Todd Clark and the team, I apologize, Jonathan. You're here as a guest, and then we get all these crazy calls and people.
I'm like, taking cues, man.
Okay, you're taking notes.
I'm zookeeper. I'm to give him some advice. Yeah. We're two married men. Help the guy out.
And we could start a zoo. That's what I took from that.
Okay.
Anyway, Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting, they're a premier roofing contractor, as well as a team of seamless gutter professionals there. But when it comes to your roof, whether it's an asphalt or a metal roof, you need to get it checked out every 3 to 5 years for preventative maintenance. If you let a problem fester for a long time, that's when your home insurance won't cover a problem. You got to find that problem fairly early, reasonably early. And whether you know you have a problem or not, it's great to call up River Region Contracting at 356-8635 because their inspections and estimates are always free.
100% free, Joey.
Absolutely free. They show up on time. They don't leave a mess when they're doing the job. And their insurance specialist there at River Region Contracting. So if they do find a problem, they can walk you through that claims process and make it a swift and easy experience. Again, that number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell Todd Clark and the team there that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when, well, we come back.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views afternoon. And on the phone, we have Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Michael, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Joey. How are y'all?
Fantastic. I'm in a great mood today. The news is awful, but I'm in a great mood.
Awful. And it's a beautiful day outside.
It is gorgeous. It really is. And, you know, you've been saying that you now want me to upgrade, hook me up with, like, a true audio experience. I like that idea, but I've noticed something in my house. I like to cook on the stovetop a lot, like a steak. You baste it in butter, these sorts of things. But I'm tired of using an electric stovetop. Do y'all have any, say, gas options where it's like that quick heat?
We do have gas. And we also have something called induction.
Ooh, yes.
And I went to a cooking class that compared gas to induction. We took the same amount of water, put it on a gas stove as we did an induction. The induction boiled water faster.
Wow, okay.
It blew me away. We do have a huge selection of gas. You can get gas from Whirlpool, Frigidaire, all the way up to Wolf. But you can also get induction from those brands as well.
Well, and I hadn't thought about induction. Now you've got me sitting here questioning myself, Michael. It's a good thing. That sounds awesome, because you quickly boil water. I imagine with induction, the reason it's quicker is it heats up the pan evenly quicker.
Well, you have to have a metal pan. It's got to be a magnetic type pan.
Okay.
So it's not going to heat up a ceramic dish, but if it's got the metal magnetic part on the bottom, then it heats up super fast. They also showed a demo that showed half of a frying pan, and they put the frying pan down. They sprayed part of it with Pam. They cracked an egg. The egg fried in the pan, but it did not fry on the oven top.
Oh, weird. Wow.
So if there's no magnetic capabilities, then you don't get the heat.
Oh, wow. Now, that's really cool. And safety elements to it as well. I mean, they've got all sorts of stuff like this, folks, that you don't expect. They're Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Like the latest when it comes, of course, to these stovetops, but refrigeration, dishwashers, and, of course, those great entertainment items. I'm still loving the huge 85-inch TV. Watching
Fantastic.
Raiders of the Lost Ark last night. It was a lot of fun.
I bet that was great.
It's almost a perfect movie. It really is. So, folks, you can always go to thinkcohens.com. I'm looking at the website now with these cooktops. But if folks want to get in touch with the other ways, Michael, how can they do so?
Well, they can come see us at 2515 Eastern Bypass. We're right between the U-Haul store and Rudy's. They can call us at 277-8890, and we're there until 6 o'clock on Monday through Friday, and we're there until 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Well, always appreciate your time, appreciate the service you've done for me and the audience, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
And Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Yeah, you got to come over sometime, Jonathan. I'll invite you, not this big.
I got to see the new TV.
Yeah, it's like a home theater. I'm enjoying it way too much. But it's a better way to unwind than, like, I was having trouble shutting my mind off. Mm-hmm. Just news, podcast about the news, this topic, that topic.
Gotta check out a little bit.
And so now, yeah, I really am just going through classic films and enjoying it. Really enjoying it. 272-9228. We're about to close up the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing. That'll be closed off at 2 o'clock, and we'll announce the winner shortly thereafter in the final hour of the show. A lot of stuff we haven't gotten to yet. I really do appreciate all the calls, though, folks. But one story in particular is, well, this SEC, that's not Southeastern Conference, but Securities and Exchange Commission, really going after Coinbase, going after Cash App, a lot of these things. I want to go, this is not a guy who's well-known nationally, but I know him. I used to share a beer with him over there at Auburn. A guy named Peter St. Ange, fantastic financial mind and economist. Let's hear his breakdown of this.
So yesterday, the SEC sent Wells notices to PayPal and Coinbase, meaning a warning that cryptocurrencies they deal with may have broken the law for being unregistered securities. Now, this is ironic because for months now, these companies have been doing everything possible, literally begging the SEC to tell them exactly which coins are bad and what to do about it. The SEC has been AWOL. It put Coinbase off for months and finally canceled a long-awaited meeting the night before. In short, the SEC is not helping. It's not even enforcing. It is simply a predator. The bigger concern here is that the SEC is trying to destroy crypto. Indeed, the entire Biden administration is trying to destroy crypto to clear the path for a CBDC surveillance coin. This would fit with recent government attacks against crypto-engaged banks like Signature and Silvergate. The idea is if they kill the on-ramps to all of crypto, including Bitcoin, then they can cut off the lifeboat and lock people into a CBDC. Indeed, the three main banks that collapsed recently were all crypto-engaged, yet they didn't fail because of crypto. Mm. So Silicon Valley Bank collapsed because their bonds lost value from the Fed's rate hikes, right, and then because tech in general shrunk after the COVID lockdown tech boom. In Signature's case, board member Barney Frank, a prominent Democratic congressman for a long time, he actually claims they weren't even insolvent, that they were targeted for being a crypto on-ramp. If true, that would be an effective nationalization of one of the largest banks in America. So why would they do all this? Because if you wipe out all of the alternatives, the Ethereums, the stable coins, the file coins, and you close off all of the on-ramps in and out of crypto, you force the entire crypto ecosystem to build on a CBDC base. You eliminate the alternatives, and the industry is forced to develop new and useful things that feed directly into your centralized surveillance coin.
Stop it there, because and by CBDC, he means central bank digital currency.
Trackable.
This is frightening stuff. We'll get into the details, especially want to get your opinion, mm-hmm, Jonathan, on what's been going on the last several months on the other side of the break. But yeah, I appreciate y'all want to check him out. Peter St. Ange, you find him as Professor St. Ange, O-N-G-E, on Twitter. Peter's fantastic mind on this. And solid breakdown. We've seen it from the Biden White House, mm-hmm, from the SEC recently. And as much as we're crowing about the rise of the Chinese Communist Party, it's like we keep copying them.
Exactly.
In Washington, D.C., on so many ways, from surveillance to money and how it's used and administered. Quickly, let's go to Rudy for the top of the hour break. Hey, Rudy.
What's happening, Rudy?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. All good in the hood. How you doing, man?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. I was just, how you enjoying that TV, Joe?
Love it, man.
Did you have a chance to see the Hills Have Thighs?
No, I'm not. I'm not watching your dirty, dirty movies.
How do you know it's dirty? How do you know?
Not dirty.
How do you know if you ain't seen it? Thank you. You're just making
assumptions. I'm loving you. I'm loving your new hours, man. I get to listen to you a lot more in the afternoon than I did in the morning. So just thought I'd give you a heads up.
And you know what? It's probably not going to happen anytime soon, but when I put on